You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary, modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it. Boy, Diane, I've been rejoicing all week on this subject. Excellent pace. I'm rejoicing in that. So now I'm centered up on the result of excellence at the end, because it's going to really pay. Okay. And I can see from where we left off yesterday in Genesis chapter 39, where Joseph went into Potiphar's house and produced what?
Excellence.
And in verse 4, in verse 4 it says, so Joseph found favor in the sight. So Joseph found favor in Potiphar's sight and served him. Then he made him what?
Overseer.
Oh, it pays.
Of his house.
Yeah,
and
on.
All that he had, he
go.
Put under his authority.
He couldn't be mediocre and he does that. He couldn't be sloppy and he does that. Remember, Joseph went to Egypt as a what?
Slave.
And there were wise men, though, in Egypt. There are a lot of wise men, soothsayers down there. And Joseph outshined them. Spirit of excellence. How did he get it? Because you've been teaching it all week, Diane, that for this reason, for this very reason, verse 5, applying your diligence to the divine what? Promises, make every effort in exercising what?
Your faith.
To develop moral what?
Excellence.
Boy, we can think about Joseph develop what? Moral excellence down there. Oh, man, I'm fired up that.
And every time his excellence advanced him, then it advanced him some more.
Yes.
Because he continued to be excellent. Verse 5, it says in Genesis chapter 39, verse 5, so it was from the time that he made him overseer of his house and all that he had
that the Lord blessed
the Egyptian's house. For Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was on all that he had in the house and in the field. So promotion came. He continued to be what? Excellent. Sometimes when we get promoted, we slack.
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
Yeah.
We get promoted and then we slack.
Yeah.
But here it say that he was promoted and he continued to do all things with excellence. So what happened? He was promoted again.
Yes.
Did all things with excellence. Promoted
again.
So just because we get promoted or we attain a certain position, we can't just slack off. We have to continue to pursue excellence, because excellence is evolving. Excellence is always getting more better. It's up, up, and up. It goes from glory to glory. So we must continue to pursue. They thought those TVs were really nice back in the 1950s and such, but you don't see them in nobody's house today because it advanced. The technology advanced and stuff. Let a kid see a TV, an old TV, even from 20-something years ago. They call them the booty TVs. I got the booty in the back. They're used to them flat screens. And now they're going in the metaverse.
Yeah.
So where everything's 3D surround.
Yes.
So there's continually, technology is continually advancing. So such is the power of God. Jesus said, greater works than these you will do because I go unto my Father and the Holy Spirit is with you. So the church should be advancing. Signs, wonders, miracles should be advancing at a faster rate than the TV.
Yes.
Cannot remain stagnant. We cannot remain stagnant. We must continue to pursue excellence in all things.
And I remember Sunday, Diana says that you can't, and that was some bold statement I made. You can't know the Lord. You cannot know the Lord and does not know excellence. Bold statement. You cannot know the Lord and doesn't know excellence. Because God, I said, why? Because God is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And here, the Lord was with Joseph.
Mm.
So Joseph know the Lord. In order for the Lord to be with Joseph, Joseph got to know the Lord. Let's get that, Dad. Mm-hmm. The Lord was with Joseph, and he was what? Successful. Mm-hmm. I love the whole thing. And the Lord was with Joseph. And comma, and follow now. And he was a successful man. He was what? Successful. And he was where? In the house of his master, who's the Egyptian Potiphar. So Joseph and God together is success. Joseph and God together equal success.
And he surpassed the succession line.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're the ungodly that was in. Other people was in the house.
Yeah.
Joseph wasn't the only person. People were there before him that were working in the house.
Yeah.
And he passed the
Everybody.
Succession line.
Yeah.
Why? Because God was
with
him. And he was with
God.
And the ungodly are
not so. Psalms 1.
Mm-hmm.
He says the ungodly are absolutely not so.
Mm-hmm.
And the righteous shall flourish. And he shall be like a tree that is planted by the rivers, in Psalms 1, by the rivers of living water. And whatsoever he does, he what?
Prospers.
Because God is with that man. Because
think about all those people that were there that were already working there, that were part of that line, even maybe part of the family and such.
Because
he's coming in. You have, this is Potiphar. He's a man. He's buying slaves to work in his house, which says his house is probably pretty big. And he's one of the head leaders in the area. So he has a need. And he gets Joseph. Joseph comes into the house.
As a slave.
And he looks only at the blessing, what's in his hand, what's he's able to control.
Yeah.
God with him. And he surpasses people
Everybody.
That were there longer than him. People who may have even been in the bloodline.
Yeah.
He becomes the ruler. It say clearly, verse 6, thus he left all that he had, this is Potiphar, left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he did not know what he had except for the bread which he ate.
That's what excellent does. Mm-hmm. And God is excellent. Mm-hmm. So to know God is to know excellent. Mm-hmm. And when you know excellent, you will be promoted. Doesn't matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter where you are. You will be promoted.
And then if we go, when we go back to 2 Peter chapter 1, it tells us that in these thing with these attributes, as we grow to exercise self-control, the steadfastness and godliness. Because he had a situation in Genesis chapter 39, at the end right there of verse 6, it notes that now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance. So he was handsome in form and appearance, and now he was raised to this position of power.
Yeah.
And Potiphar's wife was looking at him some kind of way.
Yeah.
She was trying to holler at him, trying to pull him, trying to get him. So he had to continue to operate in godliness.
Yes.
He couldn't just be like, okay, I'm at this position now. So I'm going to have your wife too. I'm at this position now. No, he had to choose to operate in godliness.
Because that's excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent will make you operate in godliness and in moral conduct.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's what it says in 1 Peter. 2 Peter 1, verse 3 to 8. That you will add to your life godliness.
Mm-hmm.
You will add to your life moral conduct.
And he said, how could I do this with you? How could I sin against God like this? So it goes back to the moral diligence, the moral excellence.
Sense.
He was like, no, I'm not fixing to do nothing with you because of my allegiance to God. God with me. So then she, puts on this little skit when her husband gets home, like he tried to do something to her, which he didn't. So then Joseph goes into the prison now.
I still carry excellence.
Still carries excellence in the prison. So excellence doesn't have to do with where you are. So they think, well, if I lived in a penthouse, I would be excellent too. No, you could be excellent right where you live right now. Oh, if I worked in a big corporate and was driving a whatever kind of car you think you got to drive to be excellent. No, you could be excellent right now in your current situation. So then he goes into the prison, and what does he do? He operates in excellence. He takes his attention off the sorrow. He focuses attention on the blessing, what he can control, what is in his hand that he can control.
Come on, good
teaching. He does each thing with excellence. So then he becomes what? A ruler in the prison.
Wherever
he goes. And then after this temporary setback, he continues to do all things as unto the Lord. And then finally, in time, he's called out by Pharaoh. Yeah. Pharaoh is a higher rank than Potiphar. So he's called out by Pharaoh. So then he begins to use his gift of administration, his gift of dream interpretation. The two are working together. And here he is now with Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. And he becomes a ruler over all of Egypt, not just the house. All of Egypt. And then he's given place. He's given that good place in Goshen that
good
he's able to extend to his family. Why? Because he chose to operate with excellence the blessing, the gifting that was in his hand. You never see him doing anything outside his gifting. His gifting was administration, and his gifting was to be able to interpret dreams. That's what he worked with, his gift. And too often we're coveting everybody's gift. Oh, let me covet your gift. Let me covet your gift. Instead of cultivating our own gift, cultivate your gift. When you cultivate your gift and you do it with excellence, it sets you before kings. A man who works with excellence is continually brought before the best of the best because people want to see, oh, look, how do you do that? People want to see. Look how they did. People want to see excellence. How did that happen? How did you do that? Excellence.
Excellent.
It's God. And we all have the spirit of excellence.
Hallelujah, this Friday morning. I hope you got it. Oh, that was some good teaching right there. Excellent promotes. Excellent will promote you. And it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. Yeah, go ahead.
In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9, it tells us, the Lord your God will make you abound in all the work of your hand.
Yes.
In the fruit of your body.
Yes.
In the increase of your livestock. And in the produce of your land for good. Yeah. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers. So what is bringing that forth? Excellence.
Excellent.
The work of your hand. And it's not only saying it's going to increase you in money, because sometimes that's our default we ought to go to. The first thing that's listed on here is the fruit of your body, your children.
Yeah.
The Lord your God will make you abound in all the work of your hand in the fruit of your body. So what does that mean? It's going to take some work with your children.
Yeah.
It's going to take some excellence in your household to produce excellent children. Too often we try to delegate. Okay, I'm going to delegate the school to do that. I'm going to delegate the church to do this. I'm going to delegate the athletic program to do this. Well, where is your hand working with your children to develop that spirit of excellence, the fruit of your body?
Yeah, so we want to invite you. We hope you enjoy this whole teaching this week. This was an awesome week of teaching on the spirit of excellence, and we hope you really, really enjoy it and that you are going to go out and practice excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent what? Promotes. Mm-hmm. What it says, excellent pays. Come on, get that in your spirit. We want to also invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church. If you do not have a home church and you're listening to us from the first time, you turn your radio on and hear us. I'm Pastor Rob Beckford and Pastor Dan Robinson. We minister at Celebration Tabernacle Church. All we do, just teach the word of God and allow God to work through your life.
And the word of God works for those who work it. So we encourage you to work the word with excellence. God will make your way prosper. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. We hope to see you Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM, This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo,